Chapter 30, Daniel. When the Jews were taken captive to Babylon, some of them were chosen to stand in the palace of King Nebuchadnezzar. They were princes in Israel and very wise men. The name of the chief of them was Daniel, and there were three others with him. They learnt the language that was spoken in Babylon, and became wiser than all the king's wise men. One night the king had a dream which troubled him so much that he could not sleep, and what was worse, he forgot what the dream was about. So he called his wise men and said they were to tell him what the dream was, and then tell him what it meant. This they could not do, and the king was angry and commanded that all the wise men should be slain. This would mean that Daniel and his three companions would be killed also. So Daniel asked to be given time to find out what the dream was, and he and the other three prayed to God to show them. God heard their prayer and showed Daniel what the dream was and what was the meaning of it. Then was Daniel happy and thanked God for showing this to him. So he was brought to the king to tell him the dream. It was a wonderful dream, which told the king what his kingdom would be, and also the three kingdoms which should come afterwards. Then the king was very pleased and made Daniel a great man, and the chief of all the wise men of Babylon. But Daniel did not take the honor to himself, and told the king that his God had made the secret known to him. After this, the king made a great idol of gold and set it up for all the people to worship. If any would not bow down to it, they would be cast into a great fiery furnace. Now Daniel's three companions feared the God of Israel and told the king that they would not bow down to his idol. They believed that their God could save them from the fire. So the king was very angry and commanded that they should be cast into the furnace. The fire was so hot that it killed the men who threw them into it. But presently the king saw these three good men walking about in the fire, and there was another one with them, who was like the Son of God. So the king called them to come out of the furnace, and they walked out without any harm, or even the smell of fire upon them. This was because God was with them in the furnace, and took care of them. Then King Nebuchadnezzar blessed the God of Israel, and commanded that no man should say anything against this great God. But the king was still very proud, and God sent affliction upon him to humble him. He dreamed that he saw a great tree that reached up to heaven, but there came one who cut the tree down, and only the stump of it was left in the ground with the beasts of the earth. So Daniel was called to tell the king the meaning of his dream, and he said that the great tree was the king himself, but he would be driven from his kingdom and made to eat grass like the beasts. All this came true, and one day when the king was walking in his palace, and very proud of the great city of Babylon which he had built, God took away his reason, and he was driven out to live with the beasts. After some time, God restored the king and sent him back to his throne. Then the king told all his people that there was a great God in heaven who had punished him for his pride. After Nebuchadnezzar had died, there came another king to the throne of Babylon. And one day, as he was feasting in his palace with his princes, there suddenly came a hand and wrote some words on the wall. The king could not read the writing and was greatly afraid. Then Daniel was called to tell them what was the meaning of the writing. He told the king that it meant that his kingdom would be taken away from him. This also came true very quickly, for the same night the king was slain, and Darius, the king of the Persians, took the city. Now after this, the princes were very jealous of Daniel, because King Darius had put him over them. So they tried to find some fault in Daniel to turn the king against him. They knew that Daniel prayed to his God 3 times a day, and they got the king to say that if anyone did this, he was to be cast into the lion's den. But Daniel trusted in his God and still prayed to him every day. Then the princes told the king, and he was very sorry because he loved Daniel. But he must keep his word, and so Daniel was cast into the den of lions. But his God was with him and shut the lions' mouths so that they could not hurt him. When the king came early in the morning, he was very glad to find that Daniel was not hurt, and called him out of the den. He then sent the men who had accused Daniel to the lions, and they were all killed. God gave Daniel some wonderful prophecies, which reach to the end of the world. But we must not take up more space. You will find the account of him in the book of Daniel. Then try to find the verses in the 14th chapter of Ezekiel, where it says that even if Daniel were in Jerusalem, he would not save it from being destroyed. In the 24th chapter of Matthew also, and there is a verse where Jesus speaks of Daniel and the prophecies which he wrote.